弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, everyone.
我们今天讲到的主题呢是可知耶稣在为你我代祷。我们分享的经文呢是约翰福音的第十七章。
The Bible we refer to is John 17.
在大概五百年前左右，这个宗教改革对于教会历史的发展呢是非常关键的。
About 500 years ago, the religion
reformation
is very critical to Christianity's history.
有一位宗教改革的领袖呢，叫做约翰诺克斯 （John Knox）。
There's a reformation leader. His name is John Knox.
他在英国的苏格兰地区呢的宗教改革起到非常关键的作用。
He played a very important role in Scottish area in Britain.
这个苏格兰地区呢，也后来成为宗教改革的一个重要的基地，对于美国的教会影响也很深远。
Scotland became a very important base for the religion in reformation and also.Have a great influence to American.
这个约翰诺克斯在他临终的时候，他请他的太太要念一章圣经给他听。
In his dying bed, John Knox and he asked his wife read a Bible verse to him.
Whole chapter, 一整章的。
Okay, Bible chapter to him.
他选择的就是约翰福音第十七章。
What he chose is John chapter 17.
因为在这章里面呢，耶稣基督在最后的时候，他祷告，而且是为他的门徒祷告。
So in the final hour in this chapter, Jesus prayed for his disciple.
然后诺克斯呢说，他信仰的锚就是落在这个上面。
John Knox said the anchor of his religion is on this chapter.
其实我跟太太还有孩子呢，是大概两三天前才入境美国回来的。
So my wife and son and I, we entered America 2-3 days ago.
我们在这个进入美国要过这个 immigrations 时候呢，有点小的插曲。
There's a little interesting things when we enter immigration.
我在最近的十几年呢，其实入境美国很多次了。
In the last 10 years, I've been back and forth many times.
但是这一次呢，在这个入境的时候面谈，问了一些问题，他说我还要被一个工作人员带走，还有另外的这个要谈话。
But this time, when they interview me, then they told me they need to take me to another room and there's an additional interview.
我心中一惊，我想这就是传说中的关小黑屋。
I was very shocked. I said, oh, maybe this is a little dark room.
后来我就去呢，而且还要等他叫名字，我就。
So when I entered the dark room, I'm waiting for them to call my name.
在我旁边呢，刚好有一个不会讲英文的中国人在那里被他们审问了大概有半个小时，我一直在听。
There is another Chinese gentleman. He doesn't speak English. He was interrogated by the immigration for over half an hour.
他之前来美国呢有被拘留的经历，后来我猜测，他是被直接驱逐出境了。
Before he came to U.S., he was in U.S. He had history going to jail, and later, I guess, probably he's deported.
我坐在那里呢，就越来越紧张。
So I was very nervous when I was sitting there.
但是呢，我想到我教会有那么多弟兄姊妹在为我代祷。
But now, when I think about, there are so many brothers and sisters and pray for me in church.
我们还在请呢，有一些这个别的牧者呢，也在为我的全家代祷。
And other pastors also pray for me.
而且最重要的是，我有一位我们最大的这个祭司耶稣基督在为我们代祷。
Most important, our Lord Jesus Christ also protect me.
这时候我呢就越来越有信心。
So I have more and more confidence.
这个移民官呢，每次喊到别人的名字，我看他们都是好像有点紧张，然后颤颤巍巍的就走过去。
When immigration officer called other people's name, I saw them getting very nervous and walk slowly.
结果喊到我的名字的时候，我说 That's me.
When they call my name, I said That's me.
好，我就很勇敢的过去啊。就非常顺利，他们只是问了几个问题，说这是我第一次以这个牧师的工作签证入境美国，他们需要更新系统而已。
So when I walk in front of them, so they told me it's because this is the first time I entered U.S. as a pastor, so they have to go through a procedure.
那么，耶稣基督他。在这个约翰福音的第十七章呢，已经到了他公开施工的尾声了。
So in John chapter 17, Jesus already entered the last stage of his preaching in this world.
这个时候呢，他很清楚的知道他要受难，他要为我们受死，之后要复活。
At this moment, he's very clearly, he's going to go through torture, and he's gonna die for us, and he's going resurrection.
在第十七章里面呢，是耶稣基督大段的祷告。
So in chapter 17, there's a big prayer for Jesus pray a lot.
我们想到，我们猜测他可能会。求父啊，你让我不要经受这个苦难。
So probably we will guess he's in his prayer, he will ask God not giving him the torture.
或者他会不会祷告说，主啊，你去惩罚那个这个出卖我的人，比方说犹大。
So maybe he will pray for God to punish the people who prosecute him.
但是呢，耶稣基督他为这三个主题来祷告了。
But Jesus prayed for these three things.
第一个呢，他是为自己的荣耀祷告。
First, Jesus prays for his own glorification.
第二个呢，他为门徒的保护来祷告。
And second, Jesus prays for his disciples' protection.
第三个呢，是为普天信徒的合一祷告。
Third,Jesus prays for all believers' unity.
我们先来读这个约翰福音十七章一到二节。
Let's read the John chapter 17, verse 1 to 2.
耶稣说这些话，就举目望天说：“父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。”
Jesus said this, then looked towards heaven and prayed, "Father,The hour has come. Glorify you, Son, that your Son may glorify you.
耶稣基督他的使命感是非常强的。
Jesus has a very clear mission.
我们刚刚呢，在之前呢，他经常说我的时候还没有到，我的时候还没有到。
Before this, and he always say, my time is not yet. My time is not coming yet.
但是到了最后呢，他很快被捕，很快要上十字架。这时候他说：“时候到了。”
But at the end, he's going to be on cross. Then he said, "My time is here."
耶稣在面对这个刑罚、面对十字架、面对死亡这样的痛苦的时候呢，他说的不是恐惧，他说的不是羞耻，他说的是荣耀。
When Jesus faced the torture, the cross, and death.What he said is not, he's not worried, but he said glorification.
然后他说，父啊，愿你来荣耀你的儿子，使你的儿子也荣耀你。
He said, Father, glorify your son, and your son will glorify you.
这是一个非常反常识的事情。
This is really against the common sense.
我们说这个里耶稣基督的说的荣耀不等于骄傲。
So here, Jesus meant glory is not equal to pride.
我们说骄傲呢，可能是自我中心，可能是需要被别人关注，被别人认可。
So people with pride, they probably self-centered and need a recognition.
但是耶稣基督在这里说的荣耀呢，是神他真实的本质的一种启示，他的属性被人们看到，了解到。
But when Jesus say glory,That means its truth unveiled and God's nature revealed.
从人的眼睛来看呢，耶稣基督他背着自己的十字架，他的衣服被剥去，然后他受鞭伤，最后以这个惩罚奴隶的方式把他痛苦的钉死在十字架上，这是羞耻，这是根本没有荣耀的事情。
So from human eye, this is very shameful. They rip off Jesus' clothes and put him on the cross, then they treat him like a slave. It's really shameful.
但是耶稣基督知道，这是他的事工，他真正要解决全人类的与神的关系破坏、人类罪的问题最关键的一个步骤。
But Jesus knows this is a very critical moment. So to resolve the world and God's relationship.
这是神他的两个很重要的属性，一个是爱的属性，一个是公义的属性，唯一的一个交叉点。
So this is a two cross point of two character, and the love, the God's love, and
righteousness,
and the God's righteousness.
只有神他自己这个成为一个人，然后呢，他带着全人类。经历过这样的死亡和复活，为全人类付上这样的罪的代价，神的爱和公义这两个属性才能够同时被满足。
So only Jesus become a person, then take the burden of the human race and born again. So this mission will be glorified.
所以耶稣说这是荣耀。
So Jesus said, "This is glory."
然后呢，第三节呢，耶稣说，这个就是永生，就是什么是永生呢？是让大家能够认识耶稣，认识神，而且能够认识神所差派来的耶稣基督。
In verse 3, Jesus said, this is eternal life. What is eternal life is no Jesus, no God. That's eternal life.
我们可能所有的人都想要有永生。
Everybody want to have eternal life.
不光是我们信主的人想要永生，其实从古至今，所有的人都希望能够得到永生。
A lot of people want eternal life, not only Christians.
我们看到中国古代的这些帝王啊，他们有的时候派人去远方寻找这个长生不老药。
We see a lot of ancient Chinese emperor and send people over to look for the medicine to live forever.
有的时候呢，他们养一些这个术士呢，帮他们炼丹，然后他们去服用各种所谓的仙丹。
Also, they have people to make medicine for them to take to live a long time.
结果呢，有的历史学家做了研究，他们发现中国古代的帝王可能大概有三分之一，他们其实是服用各种所谓的仙丹，是慢性中毒早死的。
Actually, according to the study, and there is one third of emperor they die of intoxication and die early.
对，那么我们每个人都追求的这样的永生，它的关键在哪里呢？
Everybody seeking for eternal life. What is the key point?
我们很多的时候，我们的注意力在永远的这个永字上面。
A lot of time, we focus on forever.
但是事实上，这两个字中间的这个"生"字是更加关键的。
in fact, the life, the eternal life and also forever life, the life is more important.
很多时候呢，弟兄姐妹问我说天堂在哪里，地狱在哪里。
A lot of times the brothers and sisters ask me where's heaven, where's hell.
天堂和地狱无所谓空间上的区别。
There's no spatial differences.
有的人说我们这个 宇宙飞船已经到了天空太空，没有看到有天堂。
So some people say space shuttle already in space, but they didn't see heaven there.
有的人说我们向下这个打这个打井打这个钻探石油，很深很深几千米下去，没有看到有地狱。
Also, we drill petroleum and down below for 7,000 feet, we didn't see hell there.
那么天堂和地狱最大的区别在哪里？
So what's the biggest difference between heaven and hell?
天堂是有这样的黄金铺的路面吗？
So is it a gold paved road in heaven?
地狱有这个硫磺的火湖，这是最关键的吗？
So is a lot of fire hell in the hell.
天堂和地狱最大的区别是在天堂里面我们享受跟神完全的亲密的联合的状态关系。
The big difference is we are united with God in heaven.
在地狱里面呢是一种与神完全的隔离的一种状态。
In hell, so we are separate from God.
同样是永恒的，有可能是永远的生命，有可能是永远的死亡。
So, is forever, and forever is a, could be forever life and could be forever death.
在第三节呢，耶稣给永生做了一个定义。
In verse 3, Jesus gave definition of eternal life.
耶稣说永生就是认识神和他所差来的耶稣基督。
Jesus say, for eternal life is know God and Jesus Christ sent by God.
这是一个关系上的一个状态，而无所谓是一个空间上的具体方位在哪里。
So this is a relationship status and nothing to do with a spatial status.
今天早晨有姊妹跟我说他引用别人说的话，说神耶稣基督就是生命的源头。
This morning, a sister told me, Jesus is a source of life.
当我们跟这个生命的源头有这个美好的亲密的关系的时候，我们当然有生命。
So when we have a good relationship with the source of life, of course we have life.
我们跟生命的源头隔绝的时候，当然就没有生命，就是死亡。
When we separate from a source of life, is death.
好的，我们继续来看第四节，一起来读。
Let's see chapter 17, verse 4.
我在地上已经荣耀你，完成了你所给我的工作。
I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do.
耶稣基督他知道他这个在地上的这个使命呢，马上就要到达他的高峰，马上就要完成了。
Jesus knows he's almost complete his mission on earth.
那么他所说的荣耀跟我们完全是反直觉的。
So what he meant glory is totally against our common sense.
就像圣经在别的地方说施比受更为有福。
In Bible say giving is more than taking.
就像耶稣基督在前两章呢告诉我们，一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，它仍旧是一粒，若是死了就结出许多的子粒来。
Like Jesus said, a seed if it die and he will grow a lot of seeds.
耶稣基督把他即将面对的这样的羞耻，这样的痛苦，甚至是死亡，他觉得这是荣耀。
So Jesus take this, the coming shame, death, and as a glory.
然后我们来到今天的第二部分，就是为门徒的保护祷告。
The second part is Jesus pray for his disciples.
我们一起来读第六节到第八节。
Let's read chapter 17, verse 6 to 8.
我已将你的名指示他们，他们也遵守了你的道。现在他们知道，凡你所赐给我的，都是从你而出来的。
I have revealed you to those who gave me out of the world. They were yours. They gave them to me, and they have obeyed you.
在希伯来的语言里面呢，说到什么什么的名呢，不光是一个名字，这个代号这么简单的。
So in Hebrew, when they mention about name, it's not only symbolic.
而是要体现这个的本质，这个的最根本的属性。
Also, they want to emphasize on the character.
And nature.
And nature, okay.
对。那么，耶稣基督把神的名指示给哪些人呢？给其实已经是千百年来相信跟随耶和华的这些犹太人。
So Jesus, gave God's name to who, and for also for Jews, they already believe in God for thousand years.
其实他们听到耶和华这个名字呢，已经有很多很多年、很多世代了。但是真正是耶稣基督把神的本质、他的属性很真实的启示，让这些人认识的。
So Jesus actually is the one revealed the nature of God to Jews.
然后这些耶稣基督的门徒呢，他们也遵守了神的道。
And Jesus' disciple also obey God's word.
而且他们知道耶稣基督的身份，耶稣基督他所有的权柄、他的能力都是由神而来的。
Also they know Jesus' identity and also Jesus' power.Is given by God.
第十一节我们一起来读。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
Verse 11, Holy Father, protect them by the power of the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one.
耶稣在这里呢，祈求天父，因着这个他所给耶稣基督的名来保守这些神所赐给耶稣基督的门徒，包括我们今天在这里的。
Here Jesus pray for God to give to by the name of he gave into Jesus to protect.
那么除了这个保守之外呢，他特别为这些门徒的合一来祷告。
Other than protection, also he pray for unity.
这个合一他做了一个比喻，如同什么一样呢？
So this unity he have an analogy is as
这个合一呢，就像三位一体神、圣父和圣子之间的那样的亲密的关系一样合一。
So this unity is like a trinity, like God, Father, Spirit and Son.
我有这个朋友呢，他是研究这个高能物理的。
I have a friend who study quantum physics.
他们呢经常需要用那个粒子对撞机呢去轰击这个原子核，要把里面的这个粒子呢要打开，想要看里面的这个组成的情况。
They use a special machine, high energy machine to knock the particle and to open up to see what's inside.
我们呢现在已经知道这个原子呢有电子，然后原子核里面有质子、中子，这都已经被打开了，但是它们这个连接的是非常非常紧密的。
So we know inside the nuclear there's electron, proton and the neutron.
那么后来呢又有更高能的这个粒子去对撞呢，居然把这个质子和中子都能打开，说它里面是有这个更小的这种夸克来组成的。
So they use a higher energy to open up the neutron and the neutron and proton, they see even smaller particle inside those.
现在还没有能力把这个夸克看能不能把它打开，里面有更小的粒子，我们不知道有没有更小的粒子。
So far we have no way to open up the quark.And we don't know whether there's a small, even smaller particle in there.
这些粒子它们 结合的那样的紧密，必须要用非常高能的这个能量去轰击它，才能够有办法把它打开。
So those particles are so united so tightly, so there you need a very high energy to open up.
然后读到这节经文的时候，我在想，圣父、圣子、圣灵他们之间那个紧密的关系，肯定比夸克他们之间这个连接的更加的紧密。
Reading those Bible verses, the Father, Son, and Spirit, their unity is even more tight than quark.
然后耶稣基督呢，他祷告要他的门徒，我们的合一要如同三位一体神他们之间的合一那样。
So Jesus prayed for the unity. Our unity is just as the Trinity.
十三节，我们一起来读。现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。
Verse 13, I'm coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them.
这个时候可能耶稣基督离他上十字架不到十二个小时了。
Now this is...At this moment, there is less than 12 hours from Jesus going to the cross.
他很清楚地知道他接下去要遭受怎么样的痛苦，怎样的羞辱，最后要迎接死亡。
He's very clear the torture and the pain he's facing.
我以为他说要叫他们心里充满我的恐惧。
So I thought he would say, oh, let them feel with the fear I have.
或者说充满我的忧伤没有
And fill with my sorrow, no.
耶稣在这里说的是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐
But Jesus had the full measure of my joy within them.
耶稣基督他为了更大的目标，他可以心中充满喜乐地去面对这样的鞭伤、刑罚和死亡
For higher mission, Jesus faced the deathand torture with joy.
第十五、十六节，我们一起来读。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
Verse 15 to 16. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one.They are not of the world, even. Cut off.
这节经文非常的关键。
This is a very important verse.
很多的宗教其实是逃避主义的宗教。
Many religions actually they try to be out of the world.
To escape.
To escape from the world.
很多时候我们去佛教的寺庙、道观都是在深山老林里面与世隔绝的。现在当然是开发成旅游景区了。
Many times we saw the temple of Buddhist temple or Taoist temple, they all in the deep mountain. But of course now they are become tourist attraction.
这些修行的人呢，他们离开正常的社会生活，离开经济生活。他们要过一个与世隔绝的这样的日子。
The monks, they left the world, and they left a normal worldly life. They live in isolation.
甚至在基督教的早期呢，我看到在东正教、在天主教，也有很多这样的修道院是修建在这个与世隔绝的地方。
In early Christianity, and we saw a lot of Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church, they also built in the deep mountain.
Some monasteries.
Monasteries.
比方说我去埃及的这个沙漠里面去访问过一个非常早期的这样的一个修道院。
I've been to a very early monastery in Egypt is in the heart of the desert.
它的那个院墙呢非常的高，然后我们走的呢，现在有一个门是给游客的。这个导游告诉我们，原本这个修道院只有墙没有门。
So they have a very tall wall. Right now we enter the gate and it's for tourists. But the guy told us in the past they only have wall, there's no gate and no doors.
我就问那古代的人他们怎么进出呢？
I asked in ancient time how people get into the monastery.
他说修建的时候呢，人是已经在里面了，修建起来。
When he told me when they build it, people are already inside.
那么有人要进出呢，他们就从这个城墙上面呢摇这个摇这个可能是滑轮啊，降下一个大篮子，让人上下。
So if there's people coming in and out, so they use a big pulley.From the castle, and there's a big basket, and so rolling the pulley and in and out.
用毛泽东的话说呢，这些人他们既不从事物质的生产，也不从事人口的生产。
Use Chairman Mao's words, so they don't do any productive work.
但是五百年前这个宗教改革是让人们呢非常。关键的回到了圣经的真理。
Five years ago, the religion reformation is very key point to bring people back to the truth of the Bible.
我们新教教会有没有在深山老林里面人迹罕至的地方？没有。
So, for Christian church, there we don't have any church is in the high mountain and very remote area.
很多时候是在市中心，很多时候是在居民区，是在人群中的。
A lot of times it's in the center of the city and it's in the neighborhood, so it's around people.
耶稣基督呢，说我们是世上的盐，是世上的光。
Jesus said we are salt and life of the world.
这个盐呢，它如果放在盐罐子里，是发挥不出来它的作用的。
If you put salt in the container, the salt won't do its work.
他一定要参与在食物中，跟别的去混合，他才能够发挥出他的作用来。
The salt need to be put in the food to mix and to have it function.
这个光，如果你把它照在这个灯罩下面，它是发挥不出来它的功效的。
So if you put light under the cover, so the light won't work.
光要照在黑暗中，才能够体现出它的价值来。
Light need to be shine in the dark.To show its value.
很多时候，如果你在你的职场中，在你的家庭中遇到了挑战，遇到困难，你去跟其他的宗教人士去谈，他会给你什么样的建议？
Many times when you see challenges in your life and your work, when you talk to the religious leader, what kind of suggestion they give to you?
如果你去问佛教的方丈、什么道观的这个领导，他可能会让你去看破红尘。遁入空门。
So if you ask the Buddhist leader, they probably ask you to, you know, to see through this world and be out of this world.
如果你来问我，
if you ask me,
我会鼓励你去面对挑战，去解决问题。
If you ask me, I will encourage you to face the challenge and to solve the problem.
我会鼓励你在职场中，在家庭中去。做好你的本职工作，去祝福到更多的人。
I will encourage you to do your work, to do your own work well, and to bless many people.
如果你是这个按摩院的按摩师，我鼓励你成为优秀的按摩师，你能够带给别人更多的价值。
If you are masseuse, I encourage you to be the best masseuse and to help people.
如果你是医院的护士，我鼓励你成为优秀的护士，你能够去治病救人，能够体现出你的价值来，祝福到更多的人。
So if you're a nurse, I encourage you to be the best nurse to help people in the hospital to treat people.
这是耶稣说，我不要求你叫他们离开世界。
So that's why Jesus said, I'm not asking you for them to take them out of the world.
耶稣原本他复活之后升天，他可以带所有的门徒一起升天。
So Jesus could have take all his disciples out of the world and to go to heaven with the rest of the people.
那如果所有当时信主的人都离开了，谁还有 这个机会去传福音给更多的人。
If all the believers went with Jesus, left this world, and who's going to preach, who's going to pass the, spread the good news to other people?
耶稣基督把我们留在这个世界是给我们使命的。
Jesus keep us in this world is give us a special mission.
但是他同时呢也给我们保护。
At the same time, he also gave us protection.
他告诉我们正如盐撒在食物里，盐其实呢本质上它不是那些食物，正如光照在黑暗里，光呢本质上它不是那个黑暗一样，我们并不属于世界，如同耶稣不属世界一样。
Like the salt in the food, the salt is not food. Like the light in the dark, the light is not dark. And we are in the world, we are not belong to this world.
耶稣把我们留在世界中，但是我们不属于这个世界。
Jesus keep us in the world, but we don't belong to this world.
我们需要在这个世界中呢，体现出我们的价值，而且要活出我们的身份来。
We should show our value and show our identity and in this world.
这是一件容易的事情吗
？Is this a simple task?
我有一个观察，我看到那个湍急的溪流里面。所有的鱼脑袋都是朝着一个方向的。
I have an observation. I saw those Russian in the Russian stream, and all the fish, their heads is towards one direction.
所有的鱼的头呢都是朝着上游，要努力的去游，有的时候前进，至少保持它不会被水冲走。
So all the head of fish is towards the against the stream.
我们基督徒在这个世界中要活出我们的身份，要体现出我们的价值，是需要努力的。
As a Christian, if we want to show our identity and our value, we need to take a lot of effort.
不能随着这个世界它的价值观随波逐流。
We can be part of the world and follow the worldly value.
但是呢，在这个湍急的溪流中。我也看到有一种鱼，它的头呢是朝着下游的。
Also, I see one kind of fish. Their head is going to downstream in the Gushing Stream.
这种鱼呢叫做死鱼。
This fish is called dead fish.
如果它随波逐流，它是没有生命力的，它是已经死去了。
If it flow with the wave and with the stream, so there's no life, it's already dead.
那么耶稣基督他告诉我们，他把我们留在中间，留在这个世界上，并没有把我们隔离起来。
Jesus told us he kept us in this world, he didn't isolate us.
但是神呢，他持续地保守我们。
And he gave us continuous protection.
如果那种逃避主义的，那种隔离的，他可能是逃离所有的困难。
So for isolation, probably they want to escape the difficulty.
他们可能害怕这个世界。
Also fear the world.
但是耶稣基督呢，说让我们在困难中保持我们的身份。
But Jesus said, maintain our identity in difficulty.
我们要积极地参与在社会生活中呢，但是不去妥协。
Engage social life, but don't compromise.
属灵的成熟呢，不是避免困难。
So the spiritual maturity is not avoiding difficulty.
属灵的成熟呢，是在困难中仍然向神靠近，去依靠神。
Spiritual maturity is drawing closer to God in difficulty.
我们来到今天的第三个部分。
This is the third part of today's sermon.
耶稣基督他为普天信徒的合一来祷告。
Jesus prays for all believers unity.
20-21节我们一起来读。我不仅为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，求你使他们都合而为一，正如你在我里面，我也在你里面，使他们也在我里面，好让世人信你差了我来。
John chapter 17, verse 20 to 21. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are the one with me.
那么耶稣基督呢，在这里为当时已经有的门徒，还有因着这些门徒将来会传福音结的果子信主的人来祷告，要所有这些人，包括今天在座的我们，要合而为一。
Jesus here prayed for all his disciples, and also prayed for the future believers, including us, to be unity.
就像前面的经文他说，正如这个父子合一一样，这里他继续的来解释说，正如你在我里面，我也在你里面，使他们也在我们里面。
He used an analogy like in the passage, just as a father, spirit, and son, and is in one unity.
22, 23节，我们一起来读。我已将你所赐给我的荣耀赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面。使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Verse 22 to 23, I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, may they brought in complete unity.
那么这个合而为一，在短短的这几节经文里面，耶稣基督不断的重复，因为这是他非常看重的事情。
In the last few verses, and Jesus repeatedly emphasized unity.
那么究竟什么是合而为一呢？
What is real unity?
合一不等于一致。
Unity not equal to uniformity.
比方说，我在结婚之前，我所期待的婚姻是夫妻两个人对所有的问题百分之百观点都是一致的。
Before I got married, I have expectation is a husband and wife and agree 100% to each other.
这个发笑的人肯定是结过婚有过实际经验的。
But here people laugh probably is people already got married and they have experience.
夫妻二人不可能对所有的问题全都是一致的。
And husband and wife is not possible to agree with everything.
姑且不说呢，夫妻二人两性的差异。
So they are different gender, first of all.
先说他们每个人成长的不同的原生家庭。
Also, they grew up in the different original family.
他们有不同的成长的环境。
They have different environment.
他们接受不同的教育。
They have different education.
他们之前的人生呢，二三十年更长的时间，他们经历了不同的经历。
So in their first 20-30 years, they have a different life story.
每个人呢，对于不同的问题都有自己独特的视角。
So everybody has their own unique angle to see things.
更何况呢，男女两性其实本身是很不同的。
And the woman and man, they are totally different.They are very different in many ways.
有的畅销书作家呢，甚至是比喻啊，说男人是来自火星的，女人是来自金星的。
So there's a popular book, and they say the man's from Venus,
Mars,
and the woman from Venus, right?
对，yeah. 因为呢，很多时候，大多数情况下，男性可能更加的理性，女性更加的感性。
Many times, women is more sensible.And the man is more rational.
很多时候呢，男性可能更加的目标导向，女性可能更加的关系导向。
So many times, the man is more like more target oriented, and women more relationship oriented.
所以，因着这些不同、这些差异，人们有不同的视角，在夫妻关系里面，不可能所有的问题都是有一致的看法的。
Because all these difficulties, from the different angle, and so husband and wife, is not possible to agree with each other 100%. all the time.
那我们是不是就不可能有合一呢？
So is it because all these difficulties, is unity is possible?
不是的，耶稣所说的合一不是完全的一致。
No, Jesus mean unity is not uniformity.
就好像我们去听交响乐，或者是我参与过的合唱团。
So like we see symphony, we listen to symphony or the choir.
在这个交响乐团里面呢，有不同的乐器，不同的音色。
There's many different instruments and different sound quality for orchestra.
在合唱团里呢，有人唱高声部，有人唱低声部，音色也是不一样的。
In the choir, and people have different voice.
但是我们可以把不同的声音，把它这个一起来演奏出同一首非常美妙的歌曲。
But we can combine all these different instruments or different voices and make a beautiful music.
就好像，比方说我们这里有中岸的华人教会。
For example, we have a Chinese, Central Coast Chinese Christian Church.
我们还有这个拿撒勒人教会。
Also, we have Nazarene Church.
这个教会呢，有不同的教会，针对不同的这个群体，或者说他们有一些神学教义上的不同的侧重。
So different church we have a different population. Also, in Bible reading, they have different emphasis.
我想，如果在基本教义上他们是纯正的，我觉得都没有问题。
If they have a basic fundamental, yeah, I don't think it's a problem.
我们都是在不同的教会里面去服侍、去学习、去成长。
So we serve in different church. We learn. We grow.
我们一起来读25-26节。公义的父啊，世人未曾认识你，但我认识你。这些人也知道你差了我来。我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，是你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
Chapter 17:25-26. Righteous Father, though the world doesn't know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them, and will continue to make you known.
我们在家庭里面的时候呢，孩子看到父母争执不休，他们其实会对于爱和家庭会有怀疑，有的时候会失去信心。
When children see parents in constant conflict, they lose faith in love and family.
但是当孩子看到父母尽管有分歧但仍然是相爱的时候呢，他们会被这种爱所吸引。
When children see parents loving despite disagreement, they are drawn to that love.
几天前呢，我和太太还有孩子从北京出发，我们坐飞机呢时间很长，然后入境啊，后来又到了这个洛杉矶住了一晚上酒店，又坐火车来到 Slo， 这个过程呢其实非常的劳累，也有很多的不确定性，也遇到一些小的麻烦。
Several days ago we left Beijing and come to US. We take a long flight and there's many little difficulties when enter US.And this is a very tiring and very, very long journey.
前天晚上呢，我们住在一个很好的姐妹家里面，她接待我们。
So the day before we live is in sister's house.
晚上躺在床上，小宝宝呢躺在我们夫妻俩的中间。
When we lay in bed and my son lay in between us.
我们其实非常的疲惫，而且这个过程中呢，这个小宝宝他第一次需要去调整时差，对他来说也是很大的挑战。
We feel very, very tired, and so the boy also is of his first time to deal with the jet lag.
而且那个小孩子呢，有些着凉，我也非常的为他担心。
And also he caught a little cold. I'm very worried.
睡到半夜里呢，可能是时差的原因，他 他就醒来了，我听到他悄悄地跟妈妈在说悄悄话。
In the half a sleep, he woke up, and because of the time difference, he started talking to his mother.
他说的话呢，我会记一辈子。
I will remember his words forever.
他说，妈妈，这就是幸福的感觉吧。
He asked his mom, say, "Mama, this is a happiness, right?"
我说他这句话，我一定要在这个主日的讲道要引用出来。
I have to quote his words in the sermon.
就像在家庭里面一样，在教会里也是，我们不可能跟其他的人所有的问题，我们的观点是一致的。
So, like in the family and a church, we is not possible to agree with all the people all the time.
但是我们可以合一，如同这个三位一体的上帝他们合一一样。
But we can have unity just as a Trinity is together.
这个合一是容易的吗？不是容易的。
Is it easy? The unity isn't easy.
这个合一呢，它需要我们时常要悔改。
The unity needs repentance.
要谦卑自己。
Humility.
而且呢，需要持续的属灵的操练。
Constant spiritual practice.
如果我们内里呢是有那种被骄傲充满，我们很难跟别人合一的。
So if we feel we are full of pride, we can be unity with other people.
我想要呢，啊，给大家一个挑战。
I want to challenge everyone.
在接下去的一周呢，我希望你能够找到一个在某些事情上跟你有分歧的基督徒。
So I want to find.A Christian is who is disagree with you on something.
我想让你主动的去邀请跟他一起喝一杯咖啡，然后呢，真正的去倾听他所要讲的话。
I encourage you to invite the person to coffee and really listen.
然后在这个过程中呢，寻找你们的共同点。
Finding common ground.
为彼此祷告。
Pray for each other.
好的，我们到了最后呢，我们一起来背诵一节经文。
Now, is a scripture memorization.
我们一起来读约翰福音十七章的二十节，我们一起来读三遍，三遍之后有考试。
We read, John chapter 17, verse 20. We read three times, and after three times, we have a quiz.
我们一起来读。我不仅为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，求你使他们都合而为一。我不仅为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，求你使他们都合而为一。我不仅为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，求你使他们都合而为一。
My prayer is not for them alone.I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, and all of them may be one, times three.
我们一起准备好了吗？请你向旁边的人背诵出来。大家背得很快，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你，你一直在为我们在天父面前代求。
We thank you for the intercession and for us.
主，你在十字架上的死，还有你的复活，真正的带来了神的荣耀，让我们了解到。
Your death on cross and the resurrection and really let us to bring the glorification.
你让我们在这个世界中呢肩负你的使命，啊，而且给我们保护。
So you give us your mission and protection in this world.
主耶稣，你让我们要合而为一，如同你跟父合而为一一样。
You want us to be unity and just as you unity with Holy Father.
求你帮助我们，赐给我们力量，让我们能够在这个世界上，做光做盐，能够发挥出影响力来。
Please help us, give us power. Let us be a salt and a light for this world.
求你保守我们教会能够合一，如同，你跟父合一一样，让我们能够因着合一，有更好的爱的见证，让世人看到。
So please protect us, give us unity, just as you and Father unity, and like show the world.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Thank you very much, and we pray in Jesus' name, Amen.